Welcome, allies, to the Visionary Activist Show, and I'm your weaver of context, Caroline Casey. So here's the year to which we are saying goodbye. So, welcome, allies. This is New Year's Visionary Activist Trickster Serious Whimsy Address with qualities of pluck and joy that we will all want to cultivate for the journey ahead. Let us have a sharp tongue with a kind heart, you know, love of the earth, you know, make willingness to cooperate with everything part of our dedicated magic. So, let us first head in our offering to Winter Mystery with Yaji Vezhna, a fabulous piece of music that somebody sent me so long ago, and I don't know who it was. If it was you, let me know, and I will marry you. So here is Yaji Vezhna heading us into the atmospheric mystery of winter.
Весна, где бывала весна, где бывала. В лесе зимовала, в лесе зимовала. Робила, что ты там робила? Город городила, город городила. Красочки садила, красочки садила. Вяночки крутила, вяночки крутила. Весна, где бывала весна, где бывала.
Ah, we are setting forth into winter. Whoa. So as this year began, just past midnight, the moon was exalted in Taurus. It begins the year, it's thematic through the year, meaning we know in our hearts that there's nothing more important than our human species mending its relationship to the earth. In the words of Antonio Machado, what have we done to the garden entrusted to us? And so now we have Cool of the Day, a wonderful song by Gene Ritchie, sung a cappella by Kith and Kin.
My Lord, he said unto me, do you like my garden so fair? Well, you may live in this garden if you keep my grasses green, and I'll return in the cool of the day.
Now is the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Oh, this earth is a garden, the garden of my Lord, and he walks in his garden in the cool of the day.
Then my Lord, she said unto me, do you like my garden so pure? Well, you may live in this garden if you keep my waters clean, and I'll return in the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Oh, this earth is a garden, the garden of my Lord, and he walks in his garden in the cool of the day. Then my Lord, he said unto me, do you like my garden so free? Well, you may live in this garden if you keep my people free, and I'll return in the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Oh, this earth is a garden, the garden of my Lord, and he walks in his garden in the cool of the day.
So that was Cool of the Day, Kith and Kin, wonderful Gene Ritchie song. This is the Visionary Activist Show, New Year proffering of that which will encourage our jaunty, plucky, jolly trickster selves through this adventure on which we are all embarking together. So we remember, we are throwing the hubris of humanism, humans as the measure of all things, into the cauldron, and ladling out democratic animism. And to that we turn to our great ally, the wonderful Bill Staines' song, All God's Critters. This is the Clancy Brothers version. Here we go.
All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, a pause, or anything they got. Now all God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, a pause, or anything they got. Now listen to the bass, it's the one on the bottom where the bullfrog croaks and the hippopotamus moans and groans with the big tattoo, and the old cow just goes moo. The doves and the cats, they take up the middle where the honeybee hums and the cricket fiddles, the donkey brays and the pony neighs, and the old gray badger sighs. Oh, all God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, a paws, or anything they got now. Listen to the top with the little birds singing on the melodies and the high notes ringing, and the hoot owl cries over everything and the blackbird disagrees. Singing in the nighttime, singing in the day, the little duck quacks and he's on his way, and the otter hasn't got much to say, and the porcupine talks to himself. Oh, all God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, a pause, or anything they got now. It's a simple song, a living song everywhere, by the ox and the fox and the grizzly bear, the grumpy alligator and the hawk above, the sly old weasel and the turtle dove. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, a paws, or anything they got. Now all God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low and some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands, a paws, or anything they got now.
Thank you, Bill Staines, the author of that song, and the Clancy Brothers for a rousing rendition, because we remember always in our magic backpack that magic is a willingness to cooperate with everything. So as we set the frame for this year, that we're heading into, we remember the outer planets, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, large by energetic symbolism, even if not by mass in Pluto's case, they represent huge forces of nature's evolutionary ingenuity, and they're the keepers of the whole big frame story. So we're heading into the last 7 of 7 Uranus-Pluto squares, which will be March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, 2015. And we remember the great story told about St. Patrick, that he was invited to a wine testing dinner, and he's given a cup of poisoned wine. So what does he do, being a trickster hero in this mode? He takes the poisoned wine cup, holds it up to the light. The poison rises to the top like froth on a Guinness. He blows it off, quaffs the drink, and toasts everyone who tried to poison him, causing the elders to say, "Ah, a real initiate. There we go." So we've all been given a cup of poisoned wine. So what do? We hold it up to the light. You know, the poison rises to the top. We blow it off. Let's do it together, team. Wah! We quaff the drink. Yum, yum. A toast to everybody, New Year. Ah! And we drink it going, that was good. You know, the capacity to metabolize poison. So part of the dynamic of now, here we are heading in, we go, Pluto in Capricorn, as we know, you know, doom, doom, da-doom, death, rebirth, death of dominance and colonialism in all of its sneaky forms, including spiritual colonialism. Any, you know, we're better than, we go, no, 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 we turn to the guiding intelligence of nature herself. Let humans be willing to humbly. The word human comes from humus, which means dirt, from which we get the word humble. We are meant to be humble and of the dirt, in which we are, as a species, humbly willing to cooperate with nature's evolutionary guiding intelligence, ingenuity that likes against all odds. So we know that everything's coming alive. Uranus was stationing on the winter solstice. It's now going forward into this wild field culture of reverent renaissance rising from the rubble against all odds, no problem. So we know it's alive in the streets, in the climate march, in the, again, protesting and pro-overing, again, for justice rising up. We go, yes, and here's a splendid soundtrack for our renaissance that is rising from the rubble. It is the wonderful group Ulali and Idle No More, and here they are providing the soundtrack for theater, for the earth, strengthening our alliance. Here we go.
We walk in the
That was Ulali and Idle No More. That is the soundtrack for Rising Renaissance. Feel it, you know, a goosebump-giving music. Every chipmunk, every coyote, every galaxy, every rutabaga is dancing with us because we are magnetizing the irresistible, all-inclusive, come-join-us story. It's kind of like Colbert's finale, which is kind of like the modern version of the Sgt. Pepper album cover. Everybody was there, you know, in their jolliest self, even Henry Kissinger, you know, war criminals right next to Matt Taibbi, people who report on war criminals, all of that. We go, yes, wonderful. So we love that. Again, this is our visionary activist New Year's proffering of that which will encourage our jaunty spirits. So we want skills to carry with us in our magic backpack. And here follows one of my favorite clips from wonderful Amir Rahman, Australian comedian. Before any conversation about racism, before it'll just save so much time if you simply play this clip. And you can find him, of course, on YouTube. Just Google reverse racism comedy and up he'll come. But here is the audio version of this invaluable story for us all.
A lot of people don't like my comedy. A lot of white people don't like my comedy. A lot of white people say this to me. Hey, Amir. Hey. Get on stage. You make your jokes about white people. You say white people this, white people that. What if I did something like that, huh? What if I got on stage and I said, yeah, black people are like this, Muslims are like that? You'd probably call me a racist, wouldn't you? And I say, yeah, I would. Yeah, you should never do that. That's bad for your health. They're like, well, you do that, Amir. You do that. You get on stage, you make jokes about white people. Don't you think that's a kind of racism? Don't you think that's dun 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 reverse racism? I said, no, I don't think that's reverse racism. Not because I think reverse racism doesn't exist, right? If you ask some black and brown people, they'll tell you flat out there is no such thing as reverse racism. I don't agree with that. I think there is such a thing as reverse racism, and I could be a reverse racist. If I wanted to, all I would need would be a time machine, right? And what I'd do is I'd get in my time machine, I'd go back in time to before Europe colonized the world, right? And I'd convince the leaders of Africa, Asia, the Middle East, Central and South America to invade and colonize Europe, right? Just occupy them, steal their land and resources, set up some kind of like, I don't know, trans-Asian slave trade where we exported white people to work on giant rice plantations in China. Just ruin Europe over the course of a couple of centuries so all their descendants would want to migrate out and live in the places where black and brown people come from. But of course, in that time, I'd make sure I set up systems that privilege black and brown people at every conceivable social, political, and economic opportunity. White people would never have any hope of real self-determination. Just every couple of decades, make up some fake war as an excuse to go and bomb them back to the Stone Age and say it's for their own good because their culture's inferior, and then just for kicks, subject white people to colored people's standards of beauty so they end up hating the color of their own skin, eyes, and hair. If, after hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years of that, I got on stage at a comedy show and said, hey, what's the deal with white people? Why can't they dance? That would be reverse racism.
Oh, I love Amir Rahman so much. So just put that in all of our magic backpacks and carry it with us, because you can just play that and go, understand now, guiding into the power of story to just save so much time, going, got that, that's wonderful. Because part of the dynamic of this new year is Jupiter is in Leo, showtime, meaning death and resurrection show, performance and creativity in theater, which is entertaining but not mere entertainment. And part of the dynamic of now and our assignment team, oh allies, is that Uranus trickster stationed and then goes forward, outward manifestation on the winter solstice, here we go, deeper into this field of serendipitous synchronicity. And Jupiter, storytelling intelligence stationed and went retrograde. So they were simultaneously going forward and were also going backstage to create and gather the irresistible, all-inclusive guiding story so that we assume cultural narrative lead. So we're not just reacting like, that's horrible, but we're going, no, here's where we're going. There we go. There's where we're going. So more soundtrack for our culture of reverent Renaissance. Here's where we're going. It is the always wonderful sweet honey in the rock, We Who Believe in Freedom.
We who believe in freedom,
cannot arrest.
Hear me talking to you. We who believe in freedom,
we believe
cannot
in
rest
until
the killing of black men, black mothers, sons, is as important as the killing of white men. White mother sons, we who believe in freedom,
cannot arrest.
Sing it with me if you like it. We who believe in
freedom,
cannot arrest until the older I get, the better I know that the secret of my going on. When the reins are in the hands of the young who dare to run against the storm. Cause to me, young people come first. They have the courage where we fail. And if I can but shed some light, I may carry us through the gales. We who believe in freedom. Talking to you, we who believe in freedom, and
our dreams come
telling
out.
And struggling myself don't need a whole lot. I've come to realize that teaching others to stand up and fight is the only way my struggle survives. I'm a woman who speaks in a voice. Quite difficult about no man's word. We who believe in freedom
and
cannot arrest. Hear me talking to you.
We
who believe in
freedom and
cannot arrest
until
not needing to clutch for power, not needing the light just to shine.
We believe in freedom.
Yeah.
We continue our New Year's Visionary Activist Show proffering of that which will pluck up and encourage our jaunty trickster selves. So that is more of the soundtrack for our culture of reverent renaissance rising from the rubble. It's part of our beauty poker. Remember, with beautiful Deborah Felmuth from Syria, we go, the beauty of the Middle East underneath all of the hyper-yang death frenzy is one of blessing. Here's an act of beauty. Here, I see your act of beauty and raise you one. Here's even more. So we engage in this. And also, we know that we are throwing reaction into the cauldron. If we react to anything, it is not free. It is to carry around a portable prison for ourselves and others, but a response, to have an ever-expanding repertoire of responses, is to be in cahoots with nature's evolutionary ingenuity. So now we turn to our great ally, Eddie Izzard. I have quoted him so often on this wonderful piece of expanding our repertoire of responses, but here's Eddie himself guiding us into the ever-expanding repertoire of responses that we want to activate and put in our magic backpack, our magic phasers, as we journey through this year. Here you go. Thank you, Eddie.
Now, the phasers were just there, and you had two settings, kill or stun, but it should have been a much more amazing weapon, because they had very advanced technology. There should have been many more settings, not just kill and stun. Kill, stun, limp. That's the next one down, isn't it? With all the Star Trek people over there with the phasers, and all the people on the planet would be over here going, ah, it's a people invaders, we must get them. Yay! Oh, God. Oh, they've set their phasers on limp. Oh! Get out of here. Or set it on bit of a cough setting, even lower. get some expectorant. We could have depression setting. That's an emotional setting. Oh, bugger. Never worked. That's you. I don't know. There's a whole life down the drain. Invaders, invaders. Bad eyesight setting, that could work. Bear with me, please, I've worked out 100 of these. ice cream van nearby setting, that's fine. Then you have a sudden interest in botany setting. repot every summer, of course. Water in ear after swimming. and finally, this is very, totally finally, oven left on at home setting, that would be.
So that's Eddie Izzard on, yes, Star Trek, a very advanced civilization, but their phasers only had two settings, stun or kill. So everyone listening, you now have a phaser with many, many, many settings, and you can add to it all year. So I love the sudden interest in botany setting. We can fill that in. Sudden interest in flower essences. Sudden interest in permaculture. And, of course, the left kettle on at home setting. Very wonderful. Now, we do want to use this because situations are so complex. You know, no ideology can, you know, is lively enough to stay in keeping with our times that we're in. So we remember the Kurdish women are our allies in Qahtani, fending off Daesh, which is the actual name for what in the West is called ISIS, goddess of nature. We don't know why. But we know that Daesh has a fear of being killed by women because they think they won't go to heaven. So the Kurdish women, inspired by American anarchist Murray Bookchin to create some of the most collaborative egalitarian forms of community rising up out of that rubble, and oh, may they be safe, But we know that, you know, again, that model of going, yes, in a giant form of Isis, form over Khatani, actual Isis, goddess of nature, with her phaser setting going, you know, run, boys, sudden interest in botany, drop your hyper-yang death frenzy, you know, sudden interest in flower essences. It's also part of what if we were willing to throw into the year-end cauldron and the new beginning, you know, our desire, our addiction to having an enemy, and ladling out, okay, willingness to cooperate with everything. We throw in our desire for punishment and retaliation and ladle out our desire for healing. There we go. So we sentence, in more imaginative sentencing, we sentence you. Remember, again, I always say this, but I have not lost enthusiasm for it. When Hercules was laying waste to the world, you know, and doing bad things, the gods and goddesses got together and they sentenced him to go to the underworld to learn knitting and weaving. It's adorable. You know, go weave back the fabric of life which you have torn asunder. So we imagine all the war criminals and torturing criminals, you know, in the underworld knitting tea cozies. There you are, little Dick Cheney, who actually is allergic to pomegranates. So if you want to keep yourself safe, just imagine your city as a giant pomegranate. There we go. But we go, yes, we sentence you to 100 years of flower essences. We sentence you to permaculture. We sentence you to weaving in the underworld. We sentence you by throwing the I Ching, going, oh, there we go. Okay, more of that. So all of which is, you know, we're moving into a time period where wherever you are, in your car, in your studio, in your garden, oh, great allies of the age coming alive, you know, you're allowed to move. And this next fun thing by Vernard Johnson, his gospel saxophone. So feel free to move, and here comes I'm Alive.
Are you alive out there? I said, are you alive out there? What we've got, we'll get all in your hands and make you wave your hands sometimes. We'll get in your feet and make you run when ain't nothing running behind you. It'll get in your belly and make you rub your belly. It'll get in your shoulders and make you twitch your shoulders. And if you got a big head, it'll get in your big head and make you shake your big head. I said, are you alive?
and that's Bernard Johnson. That's like Bernard, but with a V for victory, gospel saxophone. It's a revival meeting we're conducting. We're convening here on our New Year's launch Visionary Activist Show on KPFA 94.1. Yay, team. So be healed, be healed. You know, as he sings, on fire, okay, with joy in our heart, we want compassion with sizzle. And the saxophone is so great, full of yearning and aspiration. And breathe, breathe. You know, I can't breathe is, again, from last year's tragedies, onward. We go, breathe. We are breathing. We're alive. We remember the Hawaiian word aloha means full of breath, aloha. It's like Allah, Allah. And the word hauli, which means honky, basically means no breath. So haulis are, or colonizers, colonized colonizers are people with no breath. Okay, so we're breathing, we're alive. Yes. And so now we turn to my great, great allies, Waikuki Kungi, who is actually my Maori son, I guess, because and Tanya Wolfgram, my kahooters at Bioneers some ways back. And I love Waikuki would follow me around going, yes, Mother Trickster. And I go, well, you're only 2 years older than me. Yes, but you had me when you were two. And I go, can I say that I have a Maori elder as my son? They were like, yes. And he's a master builder and a tribal chief and a master carver and a healer of young people. We go, excellent, excellent. So they are so fun. So here's more exhortational aliveness from the Maori allies, Waikuki Kungi and Tanya Wolfgram.
Kia mou.
Hi.
Hi. Tēnā tautau.
Hi.
Hi. Row in the canoe.
Hi. Hi.
Rini wā.
Hi. Hi.
Te re wā.
Ahi.
Te re kita.
Ahi.
Tai kita.
Ahi.
Haka tuate.
Ahi.
Tauai tawhati.
Ahi.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Ā ngā hau e whā e ra guru nei.
Hi. Au.
Au.
Oe ha!
He!
Ha! So here we are, surfing on in, paddling on in. That was Waikuki Kungi getting us all to row together. We are rowing together. We are surfing in. We are paddling. See, everyone, the befoibled, the near befoibled, we're all befoibled, the imperfect, the heroic, everybody on their, you know, in their canoe, their Maori canoe, everybody on their surfboard, on their windboard, and look, there's a coyote on paddling. Oh, look, it's Stella Coyote paddling with us. There we go. We're paddling in. We're riding this rising tide of sane reverence. We're surfing in on this in a cultural way. Oh, very wonderful. And of course, to keep our jaunty spirits going, yes, yes, we turn to the Wizard of Oz. Here we go, because we're dancing out of colonialism and empire into culture of reverent renaissance. Thank you, Wizard of Oz team out of the woods.
Let's get out of here. Look, Emerald City is closer and prettier than ever.
You're out of the woods, you're out of the dark, you're out of the night. Step into the sun, step into the light. Keep straight ahead for the most glorious place on the face of the earth or the sky. Hold on to your breath, hold on to your heart, hold on to your hope. March up to the gate and bid it open.
There we go. Open. Open. There we go. We're almost out of the woods. There we go. And we just want to go to a deep and beautiful place to gather our wits. And we turn to great ally, fellow trickster David Grimes, wonderful troubadour, bard, great comer alive at the time of the Exxon Valdez, working with Dune Lankert. And we want to wish everybody, all of our team listening and all of our team whom we hold dear, you know, a windfall of wherewithal for all of their projects. One of the things that, you know, David has been backing up, but it's really Dune Lankert, a great Athabascan EOC, who has been working for years. May this be the culmination for many of us of what we've been working on for years. May it all come together. He's been working to buy the Bering coal fields, to leave the coal in the ground, working with a Japanese coal industrialist. He's raised some millions, but just needs a smidge more to go, a windfall of wherewithal, you know, and speaking to everybody. We are willing to cross borders and talk to everybody again and invite them to the desirable story. So Doon has become great friends with this Korean coal industrialist who goes, I'm thinking of my legacy, I want to do the right thing, but I have a corporate board of directors and I got to show them some money, and there we go. And Doon says, think of the incredible positive publicity. You say that your company is dedicated to renewable energy and moving to the future. Nothing could be a greater piece of theater than saying that we have, you know, we are leaving this piece of coal unmined. And we go, yes, yes. So as we hear this beautiful David Grimes with his wonderful lyrical voice, and so many of the team came alive with that catastrophe, and he and Doon were, again, at the Exxon Valdez moment, coming alive as ardent activists at that time, which they continue in their hearts. We go, yes, there we go. And also, in the spirit of tricksters, great tragedy, great grief, they said when the oil spill at the Exxon Valdez happened on Good Friday, they said the animals died for our sins. And it was centered around Heart Island, this island shaped like a heart. And even the most hardened scientists, they all, the hardened scientists and Doon and David, they all had the same dream that night. And it was the souls of all the animals who died going up through up through Heart Island, and their message was love. We go, oh, so they were all broken apart. Again, poignancy is kinship. And so here's our great ally, David Grimes, who once rescued me after some grim political election, like, oh, I was on the floor. And he goes, no, no, we're not really serious. If we're not having fun, we're just not serious enough. There we go. So here's beautiful, serious, playful David Grimes.
Sometimes I fear my heart will break. It never does, it never does. As if by breaking it would make the most of love, the most of love. And little do I understand why pain and love go hand in hand, or why the beauty of a song can make and keep my heart so strong. Oh, we are but a moment here, and in a moment we are gone. But every moment that we share becomes forever in a song. And when I feel my heart so full that it will break or overflow, then it will overflow in song and never break but only grow. Sometimes I feel my heart will break. It never does, it never does.
Ah, so yes, our hearts are strong. Sometimes we feel our heart will break, it never does. Beautiful song by our ally Jessica Radcliffe, a denizen of New Orleans and spirit of that place. So we draw on all medicines from many, many places. There we go. We are sturdy. We feel poignancy. We feel kinship. But our hearts are strong. Remember that Jupiter in Leo, you know, presiding over this new year, Jupiter trine Uranus, we are lucky. We are lucky. Luck runs, increases when we run on the fuel of generosity and curiosity. There we go. So it's wild, wild renaissance of ingenuity that is coming alive, and we are ready to cahoot with it. It wants to happen. We know we are wealthy with ingenious solutions. We just want the will and the leadership to implement that which is beautiful and useful. We know that Venus is back. Venus is back. She is just as of New Year's Day, visible in the west after sunset. She's back from her underworld tour. Beauty is strong, and she's back. And here is our frame drum, honoring of her spiraling blessings into the world from my winter solstice, birth of trickster redeemer within all hearts, with wonderful frame drummer and drummer Katie Gaughan. Here we go.
So we remember that beauty is powerful, and she's back to initiate and guide us. What are the greatest acts of beauty, irresistible beauty, we can create for a culture of reciprocal blessing that we're ladling out of this cauldron and spiraling forth? Let us be the balm, B-A-L-M. And we remember envisioning the desirable future brings us into collaborative cahoots with it. We want it. It wants us. In almost all mythologies, the mythic figures are riding an animal. We would be nothing without our animals. So Ganesh is riding a rat. Kuan Yin is surfing in on her dragon. Akilanda, who is a great, previously obscure Hindu goddess. She is the goddess of the power that comes from being broken on the floor. But she rides on the crocodile of her own fear. We go, whoa. What a great image. So everyone, you know, find your animal that you want to ride. And also, what we get to do now in a graceful way without bonking our neighbors, Uranus has been going backwards, apparent motion backwards in the sky. You know, so imagine each one of us has a bow and a bowstring and an arrow, and we've been pulling it backwards. And the bowstring and the arrow might have said, be a part of us that says, oh man, I'm not making any progress at all. You know, I'm going backwards. But the bow says, no, you're really going to like this. To the extent that we pull in and back is the degree of forward velocity. F-tum. And we're letting that arrow fly tonight. And let's say that that arrow is tipped with compassion, with tyranny as its target. So everybody, without bonking your neighbor, you might take a bow and pull the bowstring back and say, if I'm moving into the most exhilarating connected time period ever on behalf of myself and all kin on this planet, what's my target? We can just wonder. And then we let it go. F-tum. And we have our rousing finale. We have our rousing finale. Oh, elves, can you pass out musical instruments to everybody? Magic elves. So we have our rousing finale, which is where we get to spiral blessing into the world. And the animals and the plants are really up for us doing this. Spiraling blessing into the memosphere.
Well, there we have that. And now for our finale-ish, we have continued that theme. You know, as we listen to wonderful Axiom of Change, starts in dark, dark backstage mystery, slowly, slowly, and invite everybody to use that as a visualizing time. You know, from backstage, we're inviting all backstage to come on stage, all feisty, creative, people, beings in mythology and history and fairy tales and myth and our bloodline, you know, come on in, and also animals as well. The wrathful Dakini's triumphant tour emerging with this powerful soundtrack. So again, we can do it if we are willing to collaborate with everything. And, you know, the purpose of art is to invite power into the world and then offer it a template. So in each of our hearts and our minds, you know, as we reverie with this beautiful piece of music by Axiom of Change, you know, into the shadows and out of the shadows, let us, you know, replace for fun, you know, wherever we see the word fight, let's replace it with dance. Come join us for the long, long dance ahead of us. There we go. There we go. The irresistible spiraling dance. And here we go into mystery and then exuberance. Axiom of Change, into the shadows.
Thank you.
there we have it, team. Wisdom teachings of all critters teased into pragmatic mysticism. A wonderful life for all beings. We remember that to be snookered into polarity is to be hoodwinked into inadvertent servitude to colonialism, no matter what label we stick on our butt. We go, there we go, we're throwing polarity into the end-of-year cauldron and ladling out for this new year the all-inclusive, invitational, irresistible story. Remember, tyrants don't care if they're hated as long as people don't love each other, says the saying. And we go, tyrants don't care if they're hated as long as the people don't love the earth. And we love the earth.